From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. and Russia have brokered a localized 48-hour ceasefire over the Syrian city Aleppo, where fierce fighting between government and rebel forces resulted in nearly 300 civilian deaths in the past 2 weeks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Wednesday said the truce, which went into effect midnight local time Thursday, appeared to have an effect on the violence.
Since then, we've seen an overall decrease in the violence in those areas, even though there are some reports of continued fighting in some locations, which does not surprise us because it only went into effect 1 minute after midnight, and we have to communicate, and we are working at that process of communication.
The UN humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, told an emergency session of the UN Security Council on the matter, the civilian suffering in Aleppo must stop.
Life for people in Aleppo is horrendous and has lost all sense. Access to basic and essential services such as water and electricity are sporadic at best. People are living under daily threat and terror.
Recent upsurge in fighting halted progress in reaching a political agreement between the government and opposition in Geneva. Meanwhile, rebel commanders have accused Russian artillery units of being involved in recent fighting for Aleppo. The death toll from last week's collapsed residential building in Nairobi, Kenya, has risen to 26, with three more bodies pulled from the debris, reportedly including the mother of a 6-year-old infant found alive in the wreckage Tuesday. The multi-story structure collapsed following torrential rains. It had been earlier condemned but not yet torn down. The building's owners are being questioned by police, although they have not been formally charged. This is VOA News. A U.S. Navy SEAL team member killed Tuesday when Islamic State fighters penetrated Kurdish lines in northern Iraq was part of a quick reaction force sent to extract other U.S. troops. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said Wednesday the incident occurred in the town of Tel Shuf, north of Mosul.
ISIL forces breached the Peshmerga forward lines. At 0750, the Americans there became involved in the ensuing firefight and called a quick reaction force. A U.S. service member was killed. The service member was part of that quick reaction force who responded. At 0932, he was struck by direct fire, and although he was medevaced within the all-important golden hour, his wound was not survivable.
The Navy identified the lone casualty as Special Warfare Operator First Class Charles Keating IV, a 31-year-old previous experience in Iraq and Afghanistan. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Wednesday joined officials from 11 other countries in Germany to discuss efforts to degrade and destroy Islamic State. He described the objectives now needed to neutralize IS strongholds in Iraq and Syria.
And these plays are, just to remind you, one, stabilizing Iraq's Anbar province. Two, generating Iraqi security forces, that is, training, equipping, positioning them, including Peshmerga, to envelop Mosul. Three, identifying and developing more local forces in Syria that can isolate and pressure Raqqa.
Wednesday, coalition forces announced more than 20 strikes on IS targets in both Syria and Iraq. In U.S. presidential politics, Ohio Governor John Kasich, the last challenger to New York businessman Donald Trump in the race for the Republican Party's presidential nomination, dropped out Wednesday. Trump now the presumptive nominee after Texas Senator Ted Cruz ended his own bid following Tuesday's second-place finish in the Indiana state primary election. In the South African parliament Tuesday, scuffles broke out. Security guards had to be called in to remove lawmakers of the economic freedom fighters who refused to allow President Jacob Zuma to speak. The opposition members have been vocal in their support of efforts to force Mr. Zuma from office over allegations of corruption. Prominent Democratic Republic of Congo opposition leader Moises Katumbi Wednesday accepted the nomination of an opposition coalition to stand against DRC President Joseph Kabila, who has yet to announce his intentions regarding elections next year or later this year. Katumbi, a wealthy businessman and former Katanga governor, joined the opposition last year. The entire city of Fort McMurray, Alberta, Canada, has been evacuated because of one of the biggest wildfires in recent memory in Western Canada. Nearly 90,000 people ordered out as firefighters failed to stop the flames from spreading. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.